This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. An earthquake has shaken Indonesia's main island of Java, killing at least 46 people, damaging buildings, dozens of them, and sending residents into the capital streets for safety. The U.S. Geological Survey says a magnitude 5.6 quake was centered in West Java province at a depth of about 6 miles. The National Disaster Mitigation Agency says it killed at least 46 people, injured about 700 others, many of whom were hit by collapsed buildings. Dozens of buildings were damaged, including an Islamic boarding school, a hospital, and other public facilities. The quake was felt very strongly in the greater Jakarta area. High-rises in the capital swayed, and some were evacuated altogether. Investigators say that they're working on developing a motive for the Colorado gay nightclub attack that's left at least 5 people dead and others injured. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The mayor of Colorado Springs, John Southers.
This is a horrible crime.
A 22-year-old gunman identified as Anderson Aldridge allegedly entered the Club Q, which caters to the LGBTQ community, opening fire with a long rifle late Saturday. Police Chief Adrian Vasquez on KRDO-TV says.
At least 2 heroic people inside the club confronted and fought with the suspect and were able to stop the suspect.
District Attorney Michael Allen says this type of targeted violence will not be tolerated.
Every person, regardless of who they are, have the right to be secure from fear and physical harm.
This is the country's 6th mass killing this month. Colorado's governor, who's openly gay, calls it sickening. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And again, that investigation continues. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Powerful explosions from shelling shook Ukraine's Zaporizhia region. That is the site of Europe's largest nuclear power plant. And according to the Global Nuclear Watchdog, Sunday calling for urgent measures to help prevent a nuclear accident in the Russian-occupied facility. A heavy barrage of Russian military strikes, almost 400 on Sunday alone, also hit Ukraine's eastern regions, and fierce ground battles shook the eastern Donetsk province. Rafael Mariel Grassi, the director general of the International Atomic Energy Agency, said multiple explosions near the plant Saturday evening and again on Sunday morning abruptly ended a period of relative calm around the nuclear facility and has been the site of fighting between Russian and Ukrainian forces since Russia invaded on February 24th. The fighting has raised the specter of a nuclear catastrophe ever since Russian troops occupied the plant the day earlier in the war. An Iranian Kurdish opposition group says Iranian surface-to-surface missiles and drones struck its bases in northern Iraq. The Democratic Party of Iranian Kurdistan says the weapons hit adjacent refugee camps in Koya and Jinjikand late Sunday night. The group also asserts that the strikes hit a hospital in Koya. There have been no immediate reports of casualties. Iran alleges that Kurdish groups in northern Iraq are inciting anti-government protests in Iran and smuggling weapons in the country, which the Kurdish groups have denied altogether. Tens of thousands of football fans gathered at the FIFA Fan Festival to celebrate the opening of the World Cup tournament in Doha on Sunday. VOA's Diane Roberts reports.
Fans danced and sang, draped with different national flags and wearing team jerseys. Others remained outside of the gates trying to get in. Fans lined up for drinks, including expensive beer at $14 a plastic glass. Just 2 days before the World Cup opener, host nation Qatar banned the sale of beer at stadiums in a sudden U-turn. Qatari officials have long said they were eager to welcome soccer fans from around the world to the tournament, but that visitors should also respect their culture and traditions. Alcohol consumption is impermissible in Islam and one of the areas where the country has been attempting to strike a delicate balance. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
The UN Special Rapporteur on the Situation of Human Rights in Myanmar, Thomas Andrews, is urging the South Korean government to impose sanctions on the Myanmar junta. Andrews held a news conference in Seoul Monday morning and provided recommendations to the South Korean government in his assessment. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.